Anya saw the katana in the man's hands and bent her knees as he advanced.
What is the point of all this?
He smiled as he came even closer. 20 feet separated them. Another step, and they'd be within killing distance.
You don't know what this is about?
No. Tell me.
You already know. You're just afraid to say it.
Fairclough built this maze for me, didn't he?
Did he?
He wants revenge.
Is he the only one you've ever crossed? Is he the only one whose family you've destroyed?
What?
Anya parried his attack. He cut a shallow gash across her midsection and hove the pommel into her diaphragm. Anya went down hard, clutching the sword against her. She kicked out at him. He sidestepped her and used the tip of his katana to poke her thigh. Again, the injury was minor, and the look on the man's face was full of contempt and superiority.
Get up, Anya!
How do you know my name?
We all know your name.
We?
Anya backpedaled so that the tip of the sword blade only cut the air a mere inch from her face. In agony, Anya grabbed her shoulder. The blunt end of a throwing spike protruded from it. Her sword arm began to go numb.
You are weak.
Anya sank to her knees, shattered. And just like that, the corridor was empty. The Asian man had vanished. Again! Anya glanced around, but even the shadows seemed to have retreated back into the walls. She looked down at her shoulder. Something had to be done about that spike. She grabbed the end of it with both hands. Slowly, Anya rose to her feet and walked back to the control room. She slumped into one of the chairs. Kessel entered the room a moment later.
Anya! What the hell happened?
The Asian man I saw in the maze. I walked right into a trap.
I tried to stop you.
I know, it was stupid. And he took advantage of it.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Kessel ripped another piece off his t-shirt, wadded it up, and pressed it into the wound in her shoulder.
I may not have a shirt left by the time this is over.
I'm sorry.
No matter. Let me see your stomach.
Anya lifted her shirt, and Kessel glanced at it.
You're lucky. The cut's only superficial.
Luck had nothing to do with it. He could have killed me anytime he wanted to. He played with me. All of this was just to warm me up for the final encounter. And it'll happen when he wants it to.
Or maybe the person running the show doesn't want it to happen yet.
Fairclough. Kessel, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
No choice. We either fight or we die.
You can't fight. If you take another shot to the head like the one that bounced you off the wall, you'll be done for.
That's true, but look at you. You're just about used up. On our own, I don't think either one of us is enough.
But together?
We just might have a shot. But only if we go at him hard and fast.
That may be the only thing they don't expect. I mean, how could two people in our condition attack anybody?
Exactly.
They moved through the control room, taking in the banks of video monitors and the cables running all over.
So this is where they kept tabs on us.
We really were like lab rats, weren't we? I don't like being experimented on without my consent.
I guess we can assume at this point that they know you're not mute.
And that I'm an undercover agent.
I'm afraid so.
Good. I never liked playing the role of Green's henchman anyway. This'll give him and me some really good quality time to catch up with each other. Little family reunion of sorts.
We need to keep moving. Better be ready for anything.
They walked out of the control room and continued to climb through more tunnels.
You feeling okay?
As okay as you'd expect. Just a little tough doing this climb right now with my head the way it is.
Just think of each step bringing you closer to finding a real doctor with a pocket full of pain meds.
Oh, I am. Trust me on that one. It's just, I didn't expect a little hike to take so much out of me. I'm used to hauling ass around mountains without breaking a sweat. And here we are, walking a gentle little incline and I'm heaving.
You want to take a 5-minute break?
5 minutes might be good.
They hunkered down on opposite sides of the tunnel. Anya glanced around.
How far away from the surface do you think we are?
Not sure. When we fell through the first room, we could have dropped several stories and not realized it. I don't know about you, but my attention was on the biting fish when I fell into the water.
Mine too. But we seem to have climbed back out of the abyss, at least somewhat.
Whatever you did to this guy Fairclough, it must have been pretty harsh to make him come up with something like this to torture you.
I honestly can't remember. When I laid eyes on Fairclough, I had no memory of seeing him before. I can't recall ever talking with him. And I certainly can't think of a thing I could have done to warrant this.
Well, unfortunately, it's not so much what you remember, even if it's accurate, that counts. It's what Fairclough thinks you did to him.
And that's what sucks. I wish I knew if it was warranted or not.
I'm guessing not.
I'm not so sure. There have been times in the past when I've had to dispense some harsh justice.
Hey, don't forget who you're talking to here. I've been in more bloody battles than most people I know who are serving these days. In those situations, how are you supposed to react? With careful consideration, there's no time. You do what you're trained to do and you get home safely. That's all any of us can do.